Welcome back, everybody. It's 8:50. Life's a pitch, and then you buy. A select few will have the chance to make the hard sell today in Ybor City. The final payoff, the chance to stand side by side with Anthony Sullivan and have your product featured on the second season of Pitchman. Pitchman host Anthony Sullivan and producers of the MJ Morning Show at 93.3 FLZ are hoping to find TV's next great pitch person and their product. And Fester from the MJ Morning Show joins us to talk about that this morning. Good morning. How you been?
How you doing, my man?
I'm good. Thank you. Now, from what I understand, you already have some people lined up. This is not an open call. You've narrowed it down somewhat, right?
Absolutely. Listen, inventors are kind of a nutty crowd. They're very passionate about their product. Everybody has the greatest product in the world. So we had a confirmation process. So this isn't by any means a come now, pack up your car, and race down to Ybor City and join us. Everybody who's here now has been confirmed already.
Okay, now, what kind of products are we talking about? Can you give any of that away at this point?
Russell, it runs the gamut from guys who have gutter cleaners to people who have foot massagers to this guy here. Look, he has this portable rolling rack. What's your product?
It's a blaster covering tote bag.
A tote bag.
I'm going to use that.
What's your product?
Check this out.
His is a secret. But listen, we have all kinds of inventors. And Russell, they've come from all over the country. We have people from Texas, from Colorado, from South Carolina, from Indiana, from Oklahoma. So they're all here for their chance.
So this has been kind of a big search that you all have done there with your show, along with Sully, Anthony Sullivan. Right. And from what I understand, now you're going to narrow it down, and then it's going to be on the show. They're going to do their pitch, what is it, Friday?
Well, MJ thought of this idea back when we made friends with Sully for season one. He's like, we need to have our listeners come with their inventions, and we can do an episode of Pitchman. The guys loved it. We had the call now. We had over 500 people respond to us. Over 200 are confirmed to be here today. And, yeah, we're going to eliminate a lot of them today. Today they're going to get to meet Sully, and we're going to pick, the best five or six to come into the radio station on Friday morning to pitch the product and introduce it to the world.
All right, Fester, I'm going to get you to do something for me. Pick one of those people right there. Stand close because you're wearing the mic. Get him to pitch something. Get him to pitch something.
You. Okay, all right. Okay, sir. Speaking to my man boobs right here. What is your product? Pitch your product to me live on Fox 13.
My product, it's the Speedy Trainer. It's a fast, safe, and pain-free way to teach a child to ride a bicycle.
The safe way to ride a bicycle for your kids. Russell, tell me it's not a $1 million idea.
It may well be because you don't know how long it took me to learn how to ride a bike.
I know how long. Russell, listen, and we're not looking for a pitchman or a personality. We're looking for great inventions and great products.
And that's important to point out. I mean, it's more about the product here than it is about the person, yes?
I mean, if I wanted some animated idiot to try to talk, I have myself for that. We are looking for great products that Sullivan Productions can use and just mold into the next great product, like the Awesome Auger or the Big City Slider is my favorite, or OxyClean or the Swivel Sweeper. Somewhere in this line might be one of those products.
Fester, I hate to tell you this, and please don't tell MJ I'm saying this, but you could be a pitch man. You are very good at this.
He's listening. Close. I'm actually a bitch man. So I'm kidding. Listen, Russell, thanks so much for coming out. We have, look, the line goes all the way back to the garage.
It looks
it's crazy.
Fester, take all care. Right. We love you, man.
Why don't you not get on the radio?
Okay? Thank you.
Be good. Bye-bye. Yeah, we crossed the line, didn't